This is Jayla.
And this is Passion.
And this is where the magic happens. I'm 13.
I'm 13. I go to Willing Hills Junior Senior High.
And today we're introducing Mr. Chancy. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Mr. Chancy, behavior specialist / 8th grade coordinator at Primetime. A little bit of everything. I guess we'll get into that. My childhood was good. You know, it was me, my brother, and my sister, mother, and my father. So they kept us busy. They kept us real busy. So we didn't really have time to really get into nothing stupid. I was born in Braddock. My mom has lived in Braddock my whole life. My mom has lived in the same house my whole life. So I understand where a lot of us come from. I came up in the 90s. It was a real rough period. 1988 to like 93 was rough for African-American neighborhoods. I grew up in that time, and I seen a lot of things that a kid shouldn't see, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean, like, where you're from shouldn't define you. So if you come from a tough situation, it doesn't have to be tough forever. We all had goals and dreams. If you want to get to those goals and dreams, you got to put the work in. I know you sit there and say that our childhoods is different, but the same struggles still stand in front of us, you know? So all you got to do is go to school, work hard in school and outside of school, and you could do whatever you want out here. That's my advice. 1985, I fell in love with music because there was a movie that came out called Crush Groovin'. It was the story of Def Jam, basically. I remember then I got Snoop's album in like 92, 93. Then my dad looked at it, was like, nope, you can't have this. Took it from me. Come to find out, he was playing it in the car. So that was my era. Snoop, Dr. Dre, that's when the West Coast was real big. Now, if you ask me what I like today, it's a little bit different. You know, I'm a fan of the J. Cole's, the Kendrick Lamar's, those ones, because they got something more to say. I'm older. When I was young, I was probably into our generation of Kodak Black. Now, today, I can't say I dislike them guys, but them guys aren't talking to me. And that's the way I look at music. Music is all about identifying with the message. I can't identify with what Lil Uzi is talking about. I can't identify with 21 Savage is talking about. I like the guys that, if someone was speaking on social issues that's going on today. And them guys are in their 30s, you know what I mean? And that kind of makes it a little easier for me, for us to speak the same language, if that makes sense. I went to college in 1998 to play basketball. I got a basketball scholarship. I played at Lock Haven University. But when I went to college, I never had the dreams to go to the NBA or none of that. I wanted to go into the music business. So I went and got my degree in business management. Graduated in 02, came back home, started doing the groundwork for me to get into the music business. By 2006, I got a record deal.
What was your artist name?
My artist name was Mello. It was Mello Mac, just like Amir just said. Mac is my initials. You ever hear me yell at y'all, really? I don't yell at y'all. I talk to you, right? And this is my demeanor all the time. I was so laid back, they would call me Mello. So then some dude in school like started calling me Mello Mac, and that's how my name stuck with me.
Tell us about your music. Like,
does it convey a message?
I was rapping, of course. I'm not a singer. I can't sing. I wish I could sing. I had a real basic message. You can do it. That message of coming from turning coal to a diamond, basically. You know what I mean? So starting at the bottom, but you can make it to the top if that's what you really push for. My message is all about working hard. Working hard, working hard, working hard to achieve whatever you want. I'm trying to find a new talent. My goals and dreams of making music are over. I still work in the industry, and I still want to move forward to working with other artists. So I'm trying to find a person that could sing a few bars or spit a few bars and sound good. Like you, Passion.
Do you have anything else you want to add to that? Anything?
If you had to be either a werewolf or a vampire, which one would you be?
Werewolf or vampire? You know what? I'd be like, you ever see the movie? What's that movie where they was both? Underworld with the lichens and all them. Underworld, I'd be them. Because here's the thing about vampires. Like, I'm a big fan of daylight. I love sunlight. I love to be out in the day. I'd rather be out in the day than at night. But at the same time, I like how vampires can live forever. You know, they could live forever as long as they don't get that stake. They could be around a long time. They could be big like Dracula one day. Like, you ever see Blade? I would love to be a daywalker. So if I was a vampire, I would have to be a daywalking vampire. My only problem with being a werewolf is I ain't trying to transform into no dog.
I watched a movie. It was on demand. I was bored. But it was the vampires versus the werewolves. And guess who won?
The werewolves?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather be a werewolf.
But you turn into a dog. Dogs is dirty. You know what dogs eat? They eat their own what?
Thank you, Mr. Chancy.
And we appreciate your time.